Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
All right, it is 9:10. We're going to spend an hour talking about the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, which has work has been stopped. It is on hold. The permit has been pulled, as I understand it, from the Corps of Engineers. Politics have gotten involved in this, with Governor Edwards saying that Edwards administration withheld information about a consultant's report. Edwards administration saying that's not true. Back and forth on that. The report is 500 pages of technical jargon. So for anybody to read this and understand it, I'm sure there are interpretations beyond that. I don't know how you decide what's right or what's wrong on this. I'm not smart enough to figure it out myself. Gordon Dove joins us now. We'll talk to him, and then we'll talk to Simone Malaz, campaign director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta, get a couple of different sides on this. How you doing, Gordon? Gordon Dove?
Hey, how you doing, Tommy? Gordon Dove, chairman of the Coastal Protection Restoration Authority Board.
You're damn right you are. Tell me about the roots of this Mid-Barataria sediment diversion and why, what the science says, why you think the science is either faulty or wrong and that it's not the way to go about it, because I don't know.
Okay. Because, Tommy, let's go back from the beginning. I was in the legislature from 2004 to 2015. So I was here doing everything happening here. This is just, I didn't come in a year ago and start learning. I've already knew some of it. Of course, I learned as we reviewed everything. Mm-hmm. Now, so for 10 years, the Corps of Engineers studied a diversion, the diversion into Barataria Basin from the Mississippi River. In 2005, there was a report issued. They looked at 150,000 CFS, 100,000 CFS, 75,000 CFS, which is what was they were trying. That's what the state was trying to build. 50, 25, and 2,500 to 15,000. All the engineering reports, everything showed, and the Corps reported 2,500 to 15,000. They never.
Let me slow down a little bit, Gordon. Let me slow down a little bit, just so people understand what we're talking about. When you say 2,500 to 15, tell me what you're talking about.
The Corps recommended in 2005, after a decade of studies, and they looked at the larger diversions, a small diversion of 2,500 to 15,000 cubic foot per second. Okay? Now, if in 2007 it was submitted under the Corps' chief report.
Wait. Did you say 2,500 to 15,000?
Yes, sir.
That's a big range, isn't it?
They're going to operate it within that criteria, so they so they can maintain the fisheries. Okay.
Okay.
So they in 2007, WRDA, Water Resources Development Act, they submitted under the chief's report a 2,500 to 15,000 CFS diversion with long distance pipeline sediment that would create 19,000 acres, okay? That was approved. The CPRA, the state, natural resources, everyone signed off on it. That's what we were building. We were never building this 75,000. In April of 2010, McConnell came along. Disaster. Okay, the money started coming about 2013 and 14. We got.
Okay, hang on a second. I just want to slow you down. I just want to slow you down a little bit for the audience. You're talking about the BP oil spill happened, right?
In the Macondo, yes, sir. For those who don't know, it was April of 2010.
Okay.
So about 3 years later, I was on CPRA at the time. We started getting the money in. It was split into three pots. The NERDA, NIFLIF, and Restore Act pots. That's where you go to get the money for construction. And
okay.
So lo and behold, in 2013, it was suspended. It was suspended by the CPRA at that time. I did not.
What was suspended? The 2,500 to 15,000 project?
It was a letter was sent to the Corps of Engineers suspending what they took 10 years and came up with a small diversion like that with pipeline sediment.
I got to slow you down a little bit. So when you say it was suspended, who suspended that project that the Corps had recommended?
The CPRA.
CPRA, okay. And when you talk about long-distance pipeline, you're talking about dredging, correct?
Dredging out the river and pumping it into the marshes.
Right. I just got to slow you down, Gordon, because you understand all this, but people listening, they're not, you know what I mean? Go ahead.
And please slow me down because I've been doing this for 20 years. Okay?
I hear you. Okay.
And everything I did, anyone listening, please do a fact check because I promise you it's correct.
So 2013, the project that the Corps spent 10 years, you're saying, planning, which was a 2,500 to 15,000 cubic feet per second dredging project. Accurate?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
so that's your engineering, that's your scientific. Now listen to the beauty part about this. It was a 65% federal, 35% state match. Now, it was a 50-50 match for the engineering, okay? Mm-hmm. The engineering went on for 6 years. The EIS studies and everything they got to do to achieve to the point of building this diversion.
Mm-hmm.
In 2013, when the CPRA got billions of dollars, there's certain people that decided they wanted the big diversion of 75,000 CFS, and they were going to build their own delta. Okay, so at that time...
Hang on one second. Let me ask you a question. Gordon, so you're saying that if the BP oil spill had not happened, had this pot of money not become available, the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion would never have even come about, and they'd have been proceeding with the core, the WERDA plan that the core designed with the 2,500 to 15,000 cubic feet per second dredging plan?
Bang, you got it.
Okay. I'm not trying to put words in your mouth. I'm just trying to understand.
I want to make sure the audience can hear me.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so here comes 2013. The CPRA turns around and look. I respect anyone for what their views, their thoughts, what they believe. I work on science, and I work on getting projects out. So in 2013, they got billions of dollars. Okay, well, we're going to start our own. We're going to go to 75,000 CFS diversion by ourselves. Goodbye, Corps of Engineers. Now, remember, if the Corps of Engineers would have built this, they under the WERDA bill, Water Resources Development Act of 2007, the Corps was authorized to design and construct. Now, you still have to appropriate the money, but design and construct a 2,500 to 15,000 cubic foot per second and long-distance pipeline sediment. We'll start calling that slurries.
Okay.
Slurry pumping is what I call it. Remember, they had already built Davis Pond at 10,000 CFS. They had already built Carnarvon at 8,000 CFS. They knew you could only build smaller diversions because they already built two. Now, we came along with all this money. that one, I'm we, because I was never in favor of it. But they came along with all this monopoly money, I call it, and they had more money than they knew what to do with, and they embarked on this experiment to build a 75,000 cubic foot per second. Now, it started at 750. It went to 150. It started at 750 million. It went to 1.5 billion, then 2.1 billion, then 2.8 billion, 3.1 billion. Now, you out of BP money at $2.88 billion. I have a report on it. So you out of money now. So you got about $180 million the state's got to put up right now if you want to be
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Building. So, Tommy, let me tell you what they didn't do. They were in such a rush in 23, August of 23. Of course, you had an old administration going out. New one coming in, they wanted to get their project out. They did not do the NFIP compliance according to the Corps of Engineers permit. And somebody listening, pull the Corps of Engineers permit. You had to get compliance of 8 parishes in the affected area. They even got a little map drawn of all that in the Corps permit. Now, why NFIP? Because you're lifting the basin 1'7" to 3 feet. Which would affect your BFE, your base flood elevation, on your insurance.
Wait, let me jump in for 1 second, Gordon, because you said that the other day, and I got to ask you about that. How do you lift the level of a basin? Does the tide not go in and go out? What am I missing here?
Well, because you're putting, maximum 75,000 is 2 billion, with a B, gallons an hour, not a day. Mm-hmm. The minimum you can run it and be beneficial is 1.3 billion gallons a day. And that depends on the river stages. Okay, you are pushing all that water in there. It just don't drain like your bathtub. Mm-hmm. It takes months to drain.
Gotcha.
And where's it going to drain down? Like the Grand Isle, Cooper Bell, Caminata, Barataria, and Four Bayous. It's all going to drain that way, but it doesn't drain overnight. So you have a buildup. Nobody wants to talk about the 3 feet rise in the water elevation. So before they started, they should have gotten NFIP compliance, and each parish was supposed to sign off on it. Check with the parishes in there. Nobody went to no one. It was rushed through to just get it started. Let's just get it started. They didn't do the proper evaluations on all oil field pits out there. They didn't do it on a dredge material. You are going to spend $50 to $120 million a year on dredging, and I've got the report from an engineer on that. This is in Gordon Dove's report. $50 million to $120 million, because if you shoal up the Mississippi River in the permit, there are you fact checkers out there. Look at the permit. We are responsible for shoaling of the river. It costs you $50 million to $100 million to start dredging shoals out there caused by this thing.
Gordon, let me take a break. I got to stop here for a break. I think there's a good stopping point. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up when we come back. And again, sir, I don't mean to interrupt you, but it's not print where you can go back and reread, and I'm just going by what the people are texting in, the questions they have, and I want to make sure that you get heard, okay?
I want everyone to hear what Paul Harvey says, the rest of the story.
That's what I'm trying to get out there. Thank you, Gordon Dove, Coastal Protection Restoration Authority Chairman. We'll come back with him. Then in the next half hour, we'll talk to Simone Malaz, who's on the other side of this project. She's with the campaign director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta. 922, back in a flash, WWL. 3 minutes left with Gordon Dove, chairman of the Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority, making his case against the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion. Gordon, somebody texted in, do the scientists and experts at Coastal Protection Restoration Authority support the pivot away from the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion?
Some do, some don't. Some are so sold on it. But as it becomes known of what really happened, a lot of them are not in favor of it. But let me say this right quick before I get off of here. Mm-hmm. What Governor Jeff Landry wanted from us and others is facts, figures, reports, a way forward with backup. Listen to me. We work months with engineers. Everything I'm telling you is documented and it's backup. And that, you know, look, I don't down anyone for believing in the 75,000. You don't have enough. Right now, you're almost 200 million in the hole. It will cost the state billions to move forward with this. You cannot build it. Remember, we haven't even got into hypoxia. You're going to have hypoxic zones north of Grand Isle. We haven't even got into forever chemicals, PFAS, which has been detected right there in the park, in, right off the river in the park in Plaquemines Parish. This thing, you cannot afford it. And let's get to this redacting mess, this deal. We found that a document was redacted, and it was sent to the Corps of Engineers. It's our fiduciary duty, and I would do it anyway. If we sent it to the Corps, the Corps did their own evaluation. They already had everything which we sent. And I understand, I was told it would probably go all the way to Washington, and the Corps suspended it. They're trying to say we gave certain documents. The Corps has every document. You're not going to tell the Corps to suspend something because they don't normally suspend it or terminate a permit. It's pretty serious when they do that.
Gordon, we only have 2 minutes left.
Everything I'm telling you is a fact.
Got you. Only 2 minutes left, so let me wrap it up with this. If not the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, you would say go back to what was planned in 2013 with the 2007 with the Corps of Engineers, 2005 rather, with the 2,500, 15,000 CFS plan. That's what you would do with the slurry pumping?
Yes, sir. Slurry pumping and a smaller diversion. We would redistribute. Listen to me. $2.2 billion in new projects. If Simone comes on there and says you're going to lose that money, she's not being honest with you. That money belongs to Louisiana. I almost laugh when some of those people say that. You're going to get $2.2 billion distribution. You're going to save over $1 billion when the Corps bills it because we're only going to match 35%. Let me tell you this, Tommy. We already checked with the NIFLIF folks. We can use the NIFLIF monies to match it.
Now, what's that word, Gordon, you're saying?
Reauthorization.
What is that you're saying? Mithwith? What is that? What did you say? Mithwith? I don't know.
It's one of the funds. Mithwith Fund is funding for barrier islands and diversions.
Okay.
We can match the federal government's smaller diversion with the BP money that's going to be released if this thing is shut down. We are going to put $2.2 billion. All you listeners out there, we're going to get $2.2 to $2.3 billion in new projects, and we're still going to build a diversion. We're moving forward on a land bridge in Barataria. We're moving on two other slurry pumpers in Barataria, working with President Keith Hinckley. You've had him on there. He can confirm all this. We're moving forward with Barataria. We will produce over 19,000 acres in 12 to 14 years. They may create 8 to 14,000 in 50 years. I won't be here to see if they're wrong or not.
All right, Gordon, we got to
see if I'm right.
We got to run. I appreciate your time. I really do. And the insight, 9:33, 27 till 10. You heard Gordon mention Simone Melaz. She's going to join us when we come back. I would think she's been listening. We'll see what she has to say about Gordon saying that she's lying if she says we're going to lose the money. Traffic now, WWL.